You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is May the 16th, and we'll start on this day in 1987, when U2 scored their first number one single in America, from the album The Joshua Tree, With or Without You stormed to the top of the US charts, and paved the way for the follow-up single, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, to get to the top spot too. Now, despite being a million seller here in the UK, With or Without You stalled at number 4 on our charts though. And on this day in 1970, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young landed their first number one album in America when Deja Vu topped the charts. On this day in 1975 at the Cobo Arena in Detroit, Kiss's concert was recorded, with some of it being used for their gold-selling live album Alive. The record also incorporated tracks recorded at later dates in Cleveland, Davenport and Wildwood. And being British, I have absolutely no idea where Davenport or Wildwood are. On this day in 1998, Keith Richards manages to injure his ribs and his chest, which meant that the Rolling Stones were forced to reschedule the first 4 dates of their upcoming tour so that he can get treatment. How did he cause the damage, you ask? Well, apparently, he fell off a chair at home. Rock and roll. What is rock and roll, though, was what happened on this day in 1969 at Fillmore East in New York. The Who were playing on stage when a plain-clothed police officer, plain-clothed, schoolboy era, rushed onto the stage to tell the audience that a fire had broken out. Pete Townsend, though, saw the guy and thought he was some sort of rabid fan and kicked him off stage. Literally, a big boot. Pete was arrested there and then and later charged $30. But for today's main show, we remember somebody who died on this day in 2010. Yes, on this day 13 years ago, we lost the legendary metal vocalist Ronnie James Dio. He fronted many bands in his life, but he'll probably be best remembered for his work with Ritchie Blackmore and Rainbow, his time in Black Sabbath, and with his own band, Dio. It seems silly to understate it, but he quite literally was one of the greatest metal voices of all time, and is credited as being the man who popularised the devil horns hand gesture. Sadly, Ronnie was diagnosed with stomach cancer in 2009. He underwent treatment for it, but sadly, just 6 months later, he died aged 67. Someone that knew Ronnie very well was bass player Jeff Pilson. Jeff was part of the classic lineup of Dokken in the 80s and has been in Foreigner for the last 15 years or so. But as well as that, in the 90s and early 2000s, he was part of Ronnie's band Dio, recording a number of albums and touring with the great man too. Now, I interviewed Jeff on episode 33 of Vintage Rock Pod, and here he is talking about Ronnie.
But just one other person I want to touch on, and a legend, there's no better word for it, Ronnie James Dio. Now, you joined him in the 90s in the band Dio and recorded a couple of albums and toured with them. I mean, what's your personal thoughts on Ronnie, the man? I mean, what was he like as a person and someone to work with?
Well, the best. Ronnie was a really, really great friend. I mean, we were actually friends before we ever worked together. So when we did work together, it was just fabulous. There was, you know, he was a very respectful person. He knew what he wanted, but he loved to let everybody contribute towards that. And he really wanted to be in a great band, even though he was the leader. He wanted it to feel like a band, and it really did. So working with him, writing with him, you know, rehearsing with him, everything was just great, because he was a man at the top of his game, who, you know, he was very impressive. He knew everything. When you went on the road with him, he knew everything. He knew where the rigging points were. He knew what the lighting guy was doing at all times. He knew exactly what the sound guy, you know, he was really in command of the tour. And that was a great thing to watch and learn from. It certainly served me in later years, you know, as musical director for Foreigner and things like that. There's a lot of things I learned from that I've carried with me. But you know, at the end of the day, he was just a fabulous human being, heart of gold, funny as hell. He'd give you the shirt off his back. He really would. I mean, he was that kind of guy. And what a musician, you know? So great friend, great person, great musician. You know, I don't even have to comment on his voice. We all know about that. But what an amazing human being.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day, rock goodness. So until then, Devil Horn sign.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frunino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.